John 7, 1-5. This passage is part of 1-13, but I want to look at this in more than one discourse, briefly to pick out some of the leading points, as it seems to me. In this first discourse, I want to address Jesus' brothers. We read this in verse 5, for even his own brothers did not believe in him. Without giving all the detailed arguments, I take this to be his stepbrothers, children of Mary. I myself think that Joseph has died by this time and Mary is married again. She has children by her new husband. It could be that the brothers are cousins of Christ, but I think it more likely to be his stepbrothers. Be that as it may, what we do have here is the relations of Christ, people who have been brought up with Jesus and were well acquainted with what he stood for, what he was claiming, and with what he was doing. What happened to this? It's come for the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. John has missed out several months of Jesus' life here. This is not a biography in the normal sense. John majors on issues in the life of Christ that he wants to present to his readers. It is now the time, verse 2, of the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. And Jesus' brothers, I say stepbrothers, I think, but Jesus' brothers said to him, we want to leave here in the north, in Galilee, where Jesus had been staying, and you should go to Jerusalem. You should go to Judea. And there you should make yourself known, of course. You want to push yourself forward. Go to the top. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. And then we get the key. Verse 5, for, know the word for even his own brothers did not believe in him. So we must read this in the proper sense. They're not trying to promote the ministry of Jesus, the gospel, advance the cause of Christ. They're speaking from a carnal point of view, an unbelieving point of view. And I believe it's sarcastic what they say. Since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. You won't get anywhere by staying in this out-of-the-way place. If it's really your ministry, as you would claim, then go to the top. Go to the public place. Take the opportunity. Advertise yourself. Make yourself known. You want to become a public figure. Go to the top. Now, while I do not say that the churches cannot use the modern means, after all, I'm addressing you now by the modern means of the internet, and audio, and transmission digitally, and so on. There is a point here that we must be very careful over. I believe the advice these brothers give Christ is being heeded and acted upon in the wrong way by many in the advance of the gospel today. Many churches go to the public relations gurus, the image makers, and they do think in terms of the big and the glitzy and the glossy, the world's methods of advertising and so on. And I think this advice here, this sarcastic advice, this unbelieving advice, is in fact being adopted by many, an increasing number, I would say, in the attempt to advance the gospel of Christ. I will deal later on in another discourse with the right time that Jesus talks about. But here I do see the danger of substituting the method, as it were, the modern method, in the place of the message. In my own country, political parties can be so concerned with public presentation. Presentation can be more interesting and more time-consuming and more fascinating than the substance of the message. Well, political parties may do what they want, but for us in the gospel, brother and sister, the world's methods are not our methods. It's not by might, nor by power, nor by worldly methods, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. But I learn this also from Jesus' brothers. It is altogether possible, too possible, for unbelievers to be closely related to, associated with gospel, even with Christ himself here, and even yet still his own brothers did not believe in him. I notice that they're religious. They go to the feast. Verse 10, his brothers left for the feast. They'll still go through religious duties and services. But even, verse 5, his own brothers did not believe in him. Perhaps I'm addressing a man or a woman here, and you're married to a believer. Your husband is a believer, and you are not. Your wife is a believer, and you are not. A parent with a child with a parent. You're closely related to a believer. But you are not. I am firmly of the persuasion that the Presbyterian, the covenant theology view of 1 Corinthians 7, in that verse which says the child is sanctified through the parent, 1 Corinthians 7 in verse 14, when it speaks of the wife or the husband or the child being sanctified through a relationship with a believer. This is not talking about full gospel sanctification at all. Not at all. A man is not a Christian, not a believer because his wife is. A parent is not a believer because his son is. And all the other connections. It is altogether possible, too possible, to be related very closely to the gospel and know the gospel. And see the gospel in action because you're related to a believer and yet not be a believer. And yet not be a believer. You can be religious, but that does not make you a believer, my friend. And if I address a believer in this position, you know 1 Peter chapter 3. Go on witnessing and testifying, showing Christ by life as well as by life. May God bless your efforts to bring your close relation, not only to be associated with the gospel and with a Christian, not only be married to a Christian or be related to a Christian, but to be converted themselves. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. May many yet who do not believe in him come to trust Christ through the witness of a believer. Well, these are the lessons I see in this first discourse. I appeal to believers, the churches, let us not adopt the world's carnal, unbelieving ways to advance the gospel. I speak to believers, go on witnessing for Christ, even to those close to you who are not yet converted. And I give a warning to all who are closely related to believers and yet not converted yourself. I warn you, and I appeal to you, come to Christ for yourself. You are not saved by association. You're only saved by trusting Christ. So trust him now.